love. Good to get to know people that we all think we know, but maybe you don't. You hear names of famous people and think, I like that person because of something that you think you know based on the context in which you have seen this person, whether it's a singer, maybe a politician, somebody even who's in your town. You've seen something and you make a judgment based on what you think you know. You make a lot of assumptions. So when you meet somebody who is known, and you find out things about him or her that you haven't known before, it's kind of cool. And thus, the beginning of a conversation with a man who has been, his name is a household name, and has been for, believe it or not, 3 decades, Richie, at least.
It floors me.
Ralph Macchio.
He used to hang on my wall. Well, he didn't hang on my wall, but his face did.
But you'd have liked him to hang. Hey, Ralph, would you have liked to hang on Jennifer's wall?
I know, but if you're
wall?
Busy later.
Hung up on, that I haven't done, just to actually be pasted up on somebody's wall. Well, listen, 3 decades, yeah, I know. I make me feel old.
But you don't look. You look terrific. Everybody, we were talking about this a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we have to know your secret, Ralph.
We think you have the secret of the fountain of youth. Instead of Captain Johnny? What's his name? What was the captain of the Caribbean?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Yeah. He was looking for it. You found it. Where'd you find it?
Well, I don't know. I blame my parents and ancestry. I guess I have good genes. Occasionally as I'm getting older and I'm still looking kind of youngish, and my energy has that youthful thing going, I kind of wonder if I'm just a man-child freak that's going to continue to, I don't know, I'm like Benjamin Button now.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy.
Live to 1,000.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I and do another Karate Kid.
That's right, yeah, Christ. In a few years, I'll look 16 again.
That's it.
I always joke that I played 16 for 27 years.
The problem is that what's his face passed away? What was the
Pat Morita?
Pat Morita passed away. Yeah, that's too bad. What a wonderful pairing. What did you think of him as a mentor? I had read something a long time ago about how the two of you became very close.
We certainly had a special bond. Certainly, there was a magical element to our on-screen performances and those characters. And the chemistry, and that sort of resonated off screen as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was less a mentorship and more of a partnership as two actors and friends that respected each other. I mean, there were many, many years we didn't speak just based on not for any reason except we were both busy or our lives were in 2 different directions. But any time we got together or spoke, it was always just sort of like such a kindred positive spirit, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that stands the test of time, even in the performances of Miyagi and Daniel. It's become part of pop culture, It's a great thing.
So I promised that I would get into something about you that perhaps other people don't know, and I don't know the answer to the question. That's what makes most of my questions, I never know the answer to.
Get ready, Ralph. Here it comes.
I'm ready.
Here comes the left hook.
Well, no, it's not a left hook. It's about what you just said. I'm curious, because of my own spiritual beliefs, what came from there. There was something, I think you used the word magic. The message of the Karate Kid was more than just what appeared obvious on screen, wasn't it? I mean,
that's. I think that when I say when I alluded to magic, I mean, I think that's, we all, when we tell, as storytellers and in movie making and casting, you're always looking for that great chemistry, that connection, and it's not always something that can't be manufactured. It either has to be there or not. And, there's timing and there's, I think, me in that role, Pat Morita as Miyagi, that story at that time was just something that connected and came together for whatever the bigger reason was. And it's resonated for, 30 years.
What did you
now.
Think of the remake?
Yeah, the Will Smith.
I knew I was bringing you guys right to that. I think my answer to that is I think they did a very good job of reimagining that story for the contemporary time and making it a big summer movie. I think it, you know, it was the same exact story, but a very, very different tone and a very different movie. I think the soulful heart and magic of the original was only, you know, the relevance and legacy of the original was only brought to a higher level based on the fact that the remake was done. I mean, it was certainly a hit, and I think they hit all the beats, but it, you know, it missed that fresh element of the every kid next door of which I was, and the magical, you know, human Yoda of what Mr. Miyagi was.
Right, what a great way of putting it.
I mean, you know, you look back at your career, and you've had a couple of movies. I mean, you go to My Cousin Vinny. Who hasn't seen that? It's a classic.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Great stuff. You go back to the very beginning of your career and The Outsiders. You know, what a just kind of a monumental movie for, like, teenagers. I'm just a couple years younger than you are.
Right.
And you look back, and what really stands out for you is this is the thing. I mean, obviously everybody remembers you for The Karate Kid, but I personally think Crossroads, the guitar movie where you go down to the Deep South and try to find Robert Johnson's 29th song.
That's right. That's right. That's
it was an amazing movie. Yeah. But, I mean, for you, what does it for you?
Well, listen, thanks for bringing up Crossroads, because that is a very cool movie, and a lot of musicians love that film.
That's what got me into it,
And The Outsiders, for me, will always, that role in that film with that cast and that director, meaning Francis Ford Coppola, was, you know, always something dear to me. I mean, I read that book when I was 12 years old and connected to that character of Johnny Cade, and the fact that I got to play that part in that classic novel, and it still resonates with teenagers today. I mean, I run into kids today that still read that book, part of their English program in middle school, and I get to talk to them about the film. That's a pretty special
I mean, that was the start, basically, of the whole Brat Pack genre.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And we had Emilio Estevez on the show, and, you know, it's just amazing how everybody from that movie, the Rob Lowe and Matt Dillon, Tom Cruise, Patrick Swayze, I mean, all you guys went on to have phenomenal careers.
That's right.
Ralph Macchio is with us. We're talking about his career and his age. You are the father. Father of teenagers. How's that fitting for you, pal?
Oh, man, it's, you know, they said it would happen, you know, when they were born, and it has. And it's here pretty fast. My daughter is 19. My son is just 16 now. And part of what I'm here to talk about, and this, they're both of driving age now.
Uh-huh.
And so that's always a difficult time for parents when you have to hand the keys off to your kid and worry about them on the road.
You see a lot of these. I don't know why I've been more paying attention to them lately, because my children are older than yours, but I do remember when they first got started driving, and there are all these silly things about when you give the keys to the child the first time, like you don't know what to expect.
Right.
And if you have mentored your child properly, taught him or her how to drive properly, taken responsibility for them because they are your charges, they are your children, then there ought not to be a lot of this, oh, my God, I wonder what's going to happen when Johnny takes the car.
Right, yeah, no, that's great. Listen, hands-on parenting, especially in with a situation like this, is important. I mean, I've partnered up with State Farm to let parents know about this new program that they have called Road Trips. It's a free online program that's available to anyone, whether you're with State Farm or not. It's at teendriving.statefarm.com, and I'm doing this with my son. It's it provides you, you know, tutorials and information on how to better, you know, go ahead.
How to drive. You're teaching Daniel how to drive, your son Daniel. So is this like the driving school that you get credit for it in some way, shape, or form if you follow the road trips? I mean, it sounds to me like if you could do that, you'd save some money and you'd have more of a personal understanding of what your child. Driving schools are fine only because parents don't take responsibility and they get a break in their insurance. I taught my children. I'm on a farm, so I taught my children how to drive when they were 9, 10 years old. You know, so I was wondering where you live and where you're teaching Daniel to drive. How do you do that?
Well, I live in the suburbs of New York, And I think, you know, and
good luck with that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that, listen, driver's education and the ability to if you could afford it and or your school has it within the budget, I think is a good thing. But I think taking the parents out of it, because who is not necessarily as beneficial, because I think it's important, you know, to have, first of all, it's the quality time that you get to have, but you also, this program, you know, just because you know how to drive doesn't necessarily mean you know how to teach your mm-hmm. Teenager how to drive. And also, you overlook many of the basics and fundamentals just because you go on instinct of experience.
Yeah, we get kind of lackadaisical. I mean, nobody really knows the real driving rules now.
Yeah, exactly. And it just, it informs both. And it also acts as a impartial coach, sort of a mediator, because teenagers never want to listen to their parents anyway. You know, because you so often want to say, "What are you doing? You know, why are you making a left-hand turn?" And so it helps inform the parents and also make the most out of the time together, because obviously there's so many distractions with driving, with you know, texting and iPads and Blackberries. You know, it's the number one cause of death in teenagers is car crashes. So if I could partner up on something and State Farm offers this great program, it was a no-brainer for me.
I'm sitting here looking at your information, Ralph, and I see that your son's name is Daniel.
I just said that. You're not paying attention to me.
No. Is that after the character?
It is a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
It's a little bit. My wife's cousin and best friend growing up were named Daniel, so it was. There were a few reasons, but it did go across the dinner table. Should we do this or should we not?
So when you talk to your son, do you always
Daniel's
go?
Daniel's son? Daniel's. Is it Daniel's son?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, he hears that enough, and so do I.
Yeah. And Mr. Miyagi taught you how to drive in the thing. Did you use any of his wisdom?
Yeah, no, he just wants that 47 Ford convertible.
Exactly. Right. And Elizabeth's shoe sitting right next to him.
That's right, of course. Well, maybe, sure.
Something close to that. Ralph, good to have you here. Nice to meet you and to learn some things about you. I think that what you're trying to do is a great thing. It's always good to have parents more connected to their children, no matter what the level. And so this is a good way to do it.
That's so great. Yeah, anyone could log on to the site, and it's all free. It's a great thing.
Yep. All right. Good luck with
you, Ralph.
Continued success. Ralph Macchio here with us on Good Day.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is a snollygoster. Terry?
C. Sleazy politicians.
You sound a little like Goldie Hawn. Anybody ever tell you that before?
I have had comments on my voice before.
Are you a flirt? We could be considered flirting right now just because we're having a pleasant conversation.
I'm an honest flirt.
I'd like to have that defined for me. What's
an
the difference between...
An honest flirt is someone who flirts but lets you know you ain't going nowhere.
Aha!
Get your hand off my butt.
And according to a new publication, the Journal of Animal Ethics says it is insulting to call animals pets. They say they should be called animal companions.
Yes.
They also object to the term pet owner. They say you aren't a pet owner, you are a pet caregiver. Let me tell you something. You know, I feed my cat, I buy my cat everything he needs, I give him a place to live, a place to... He still ignores me, okay? I am not a pet giver. I am a pet sugar daddy. That's what I become. Officials in St. Paul, Minnesota announced they're getting rid of all the pigeons before the Republican convention. And all the pigeons out of there by giving the pigeons birth control pills. Yeah, it's true. And of course, President Bush is furious. He asked them, have you tried abstinence? Have you tried...
2 guys are walking down the street with their dogs.
Clean joke.
One guy's got a German Shepherd and one's got a Chihuahua. They're walking with the dogs on a leash. They come to a restaurant. The guy with the German Shepherd said, I'm going to go in and have lunch. The other guy says, you can't have lunch. You got a dog. He says, watch me. Puts on a pair of dog glasses, goes in, says to Maitre d', I'd like to have lunch. Maitre d' says, I'm sorry, sir, you have a dog. He says, but I'm blind. Maitre d' says, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, shows him to a table. The guy with the Chihuahua sees this. Puts on a pair of dark glasses, goes in, says to Maitre d', I would like to have lunch. The Maitre d' says, but you have a dog. The guy says, but I'm blind. The Maitre d' says, you have a Chihuahua. The guy says, they gave me a Chihuahua.
Yeah, there you go.
An oldie but a goodie. That one my dad used to love a lot.
Your father liked that one?
He loved that joke. He would tell it all the time.
Really? Now, Larry King is one of the best joke tellers. He's actually one of the best MCs for events. He's also one of the best people you can get to speak at your event. I've always enjoyed listening to him. As a matter of fact, I think he's going to be at that thing today. We're going to.
Is that really cool?
Yeah, no, I think he is. Jennifer and I here in Los Angeles.
We've got a date this morning.
We have a date. I have a date with an angel. I meet her at 7, actually I'm going to meet her at 9.
That's
over
right.
At the Steve Allen Theater for a discussion of conversation, spoken word formats that are prevalent here in Southern California. So I put that together with the fact that today is my son's birthday.
Happy birthday, Brendan.
I also want to get some of the things in the house sort of straightened out here and made for a good quick 3-day trip to the land of angels.
You know why I'm really going to the conference, right, Dougie?
No, why is that, Jennifer?
Because I know you've only had like 4 minutes of sleep today, and you actually have to speak on a panel, so
yes.
I'm going to go and take pictures and tweet it and Facebook it for everyone to see.
Good for you. Tweeting and Facebooking, something we're going to talk about in a few minutes here, the various social media and a recognition form. Is this an art form? The jokes were about animals. The story at DougStephan.com today about that crazy circumstance, those exotic animals, dozens of them,
yeah,
let loose
that.
They were let loose. They weren't. They did not escape. They were let loose. The guy then he kills himself. 49 of the 56 animals, 18 of them endangered Bengal tigers, one of which was actually killed when it was hit by a car on Interstate. I think that's, I'm not sure if it's Interstate 77 or 70, but anyway, the animals have been taken over to the Columbus Zoo. This took place in Zanesville, which is east along the river in southern Ohio. This is originally, apparently, there was a shoot-to-kill hunt for these beasts, but I don't think that...
don't mean it's not their fault.
Yeah. They were in... This fellow had a 73-acre farm near Zanesville. Schools were closed. Houses were locked up. Businesses stopped doing business because they were afraid these animals would... There were tigers and bears and grizzlies and wolves and lions. Can you imagine? This is Muskingum County. Those of you listening in Ohio, Muskingum County is a pretty quiet place most of the time. Muskingum College is there, and Zanesville is not exactly the hot spot of Ohio. So who would have thunk it under the circumstances? 800-510-8255 at 20, and after this is Good Day.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Big Bang TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Big Bang,
Bang. TBS.
TBS.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Very funny.
Smart
equals sexy.
Yes.
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 Bazinga. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
You're in my spot.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday night.
Yes.
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 The Big Bang Theory
on TBS.
Very funny.
Craig Gardner wants to be friends with me on Facebook, Jennifer. I'll find out whether I can get him to.
I think you should let him.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, October 20th, 2011. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Doug Steffen is here. And you are here. Dr. Ken will join us in a few minutes. Michael Fortier will take your calls at 800-510-8255. A lot of things going on. You can hear today's program after we're off the air. There's a box for that. It says previously aired shows. So, duh. If you're looking for... for something.
Are you sassing us, Doug Steffen? Are
I'm
you dying
you a
us?
Little, I'm giving you a little sass. Yes, I am. So the social media, I'm fiddling around with Facebook and Twitter, and I have LinkedIn that actually has netted me a number of good conversations and I think a number of, good connections, business things. I think it's cool. But you look at all of these other things. Jennifer just said to me, did you say that off the air or on the air about Foursquare?
I said it off the air, too. Just joined Foursquare. I was kind of a late bloomer with that. And
yeah.
I don't use it very often because you have to do a lot of checking in.
Yeah, I did it for a while.
Didn't even do a lot of checking in. What is that? What do you mean?
When you're on your cell phone, and let's say you go to Starbucks, and
yeah.
you are in Starbucks, and you check in, and then Foursquare might offer you a special deal, maybe, or it might just let you talk with other people that are in Starbucks. I don't know. I've used it maybe one time in my whole life.
It's really? Called a geolocation.
You would hate it because you don't like people knowing where you are. You like to be incognito.
Right.
So Foursquare helps people understand where you are. It's a GPS-connected thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, anything you do on your cell phone can be a GPS-connected thing, even
yeah.
your camera on your cell phone.
Are you saying
smartphone.
Smartphones, Richie, or are you saying
smartphones,
the
regular yeah.
phone like I have? I have a regular cell phone.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have the ability to do apps so on mm-hmm. your phone, so this wouldn't apply to your phone.
So who would Foursquare be good for?
Well, if, for example, I mean, anyone. I used to use it to kind of know when I go down to the little deli here, I would check in, and I would say, oh, look, you check in with Foursquare. You say, I am at this place. Try the chili. It's good, whatever. And and then all of a sudden you see this person is also there, too. And then,
you hide because you don't want this person and that person and this person to know you're there.
You become connected to them on Twitter or Facebook as a friend then as well, and you grow your network. So
we have so much in common. We love turkey sandwiches.
Yeah, you know, but really the thing about it that made me uncomfortable is, I didn't want everybody to know where I was every single second of the day.
Right. I know, this is a, you know.
But I will tell you, my buddies that are in the sales business, I tell them, you have to be on Foursquare. When you go to lunch at the deli across the street, you have to know that there's a possible customer sitting there. And you have to connect with that person and just let them see your information on Twitter or Facebook or Foursquare or whatever it is, and that you're a salesperson for this product. And that one day when they need that product, they're like, hey, I know this guy. Maybe he can help me out. So, I mean, it's a tool. It's just I don't need it for my application at this point.
Yeah, if I had a restaurant, I would absolutely make sure I had someone working for Foursquare.
All right. So that's there are other elements here in the social media world. We can find a benefit to all of them probably, or most of them, for somebody who's listening to the program. But let's come back to reality for a second. And when it comes to YouTube, for example, or maybe to Twitter, to Facebook, you know how the social media, especially those three, enabled the disruptions in the Middle East to catch on, and the disruptions in other parts of the world. Even now, the Occupy Wall Street bunch, there is what I consider to be a pretty frightening example, and we have the story at DougStefan.com today, of how the various countries are tightening their grip around the so-called free internet. The fact that YouTube has complied with requests from many of these governments to censor and remove videos that show the protesting, examples of citizens asserting their rights, while the YouTube people also deleted search terms by government mandates. Here's an example of that. A request from the British government to censor footage of the British Constitution Group's rebellion protest this past weekend, during which they attempted to, they have the same stuff over there, even though they don't have a constitution, civilian arrests. So they wanted to arrest a judge at a court. And this really got the locals all worked up. And it proved to shine a spotlight on this guy and the kind of really bad judge he was. And isn't that what the public is supposed to do? When there are bad people, corrupt people in offices that ought not to be there, isn't it something, a part of the system, that they be removed in one way or another? And so that's what this is about. And so the British government had YouTube take this stuff out of their search engine so you couldn't find it. And this is going on all around the globe in various governments. We think that the British are pretty, they're pretty open-minded. The statement from the British government said, quote, "The government doesn't want this kind of information going viral in the public domain because it is upset about the rebellions that took place in 1990. There was a big, you may or may not remember this, big poll tax riot, a massive tax revolt in England that forced Margaret Thatcher to scrap the poll tax. So that's what, isn't that what civil, I don't know, would call it disobedience, but isn't that what protesters, the people speak when they feel like they can't be heard in any other way, they go out and they protest. And much of it has been catalyzed, and maybe they are like cattle, but I'm using the word catalyst in a different sense. The catalyst for doing this has been using the social media, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Hootsuite, apparently. So
Hootsuite's Hootsuite's just a tool to use for those things.
What things?
That's how you can get onto Twitter or Facebook is using Hootsuite.
So you wouldn't have to go to these. You could go to them automatically. But you understand what I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
Here we have these tools that are being used by people to organize or get a focus on what it is they're upset about and exercise their rights to display upset. And so the government is using its power, and YouTube is buckling. They're folding. They're caving. It's not good. I think it's bad. I think it's tragic, frankly.
They don't have a choice in some cases because,
sure they have a choice.
Remember Google and China went back and forth?
Yeah.
With
they
each other?
Now
Google could stay
If your business is more important than your honor.
Who owns YouTube, right?
Google owns it, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very good, Dougie.
So does that mean that Google is caving? Google is more interested in themselves than they are doing what they say they are all about.
They caved to China for a while, and then they finally said, okay, no, we're not going to do this because they had a lot of pressure. So maybe this could be the same thing.
Yeah. All right.
But China still filters Google.
Uh-huh. Well, the British obviously are. So are the same things happening to Facebook and Twitter? Are people having their Twitter accounts monitored so the government can find out who the protesters are? After all, that's how they found out who the Egyptian guy. Remember that fellow that was identified and then he was arrested?
Yeah.
And because the public put up such a stink, they released him? The public is speaking. The public wants change. No matter where in the world they are, you want change. And this social media stuff, this camp, I don't understand a lot of it, but I sure do embrace it and hope that people will use it to express themselves. Whether the government likes it, who gives a damn whether the government likes it or not? The government is you and me, supposedly. And the British people are very, very... this is not getting good coverage in America. But if you talk to people who are in Britain, people who are visiting, people who are involved in any number of... a lot of American businesses have big bases there in England, and they're telling their folks when they come back that there's a lot of social unrest there. And as was just described, pretty much the most unrest since Margaret Thatcher was the premier 20-some-odd years ago. And we have the same thing going on here. When was the last time people... Can you remember either Jennifer or Richie? Can you remember in your lifetime, Richie's in his 40s and Jennifer's in her 30s, when there's been as much upset about what's going on as there is now here in our country?
Nope.
No.
In fact, do you know that I was... Because the only source of news that I had when I was away for so long in Mexico was Fox News. Yeah. And 78% of the country is not happy with the direction that we're going right now. In some
78% according to a Fox News poll?
According to some... No, not a Fox News poll. They were reporting on the poll there, some other poll.
Fox was or somebody in Mexico? What are you,
sure. Fox News was reporting on a poll that someone else did in Mexico. in Mexico. But that's a huge number. That's really sad.
Of course it is.
Yeah. It's awful.
Well, in a way, it's awful. In a way, it's good. People are expressing themselves, and they're getting hot under the collar, and they want to change things. We need to change things dramatically here. Dramatically. So, anyway, I just think that this is it's worth understanding what some of the stuff, even for someone like me who is fiddling his way through. I've got my Richie. I have my iPad. And I can't figure out how to get my email on it.
Uh-oh.
While I'm here.
Technology attacks.
Yes. Yes. Film at 11. That's not 11, but it's 15 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in a moment here on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
The late Red Auerbach was at times coach, general manager, and front office president of the Boston Celtics. And in the process, won 16 NBA championships. When asked about his team's success, he said, "When I first started coaching, people told me to put my five best players on the court. But I learned early on that this was not the key to success. It wasn't putting the five best players on the court that was going to cause us to win. It was putting the five players on the court who could work together the best. If you want to build a championship caliber team, learn individual people's strengths and weaknesses, and start putting people together according to who creates the best team." For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title.
In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program with our medical expert, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here every day with his daily dose of important medical developments. This discussion of DHA, you and I first had this conversation, Ken, I don't know, maybe 4, 5, 6 months ago. Remember we had, one of the studies that you quoted suggested that EPA forms of omega-3 might contribute to men having prostate cancer. And so we decided to recommend to people that if you're taking omega-3s, which is a good thing to do, you use the DHA omega-3, right?
Okay.
You don't agree?
Yes.
You remember that, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So here comes a new drug. And it's called Lovaza. Have you seen the ads for this?
Oh, Lovaza is not a new drug. It's not?
It's
been out for several years.
Of course, yes.
We use for a triglyceride elevation. It's the highest grade of fish oil available. It's only available by prescription, grams a day. And it's indicated.
So
it's approved for triglycerides greater than 500.
Okay. So why would this be? Here's a very expensive drug. Why would it not be just as effective to take 4 omega-3 DHA fish capsules, a lot less expensive?
Well, you know, I don't want to be your daily pharmaceutical rep, but, you talk to the manufacturers and they will, tell you why it's the highest grade, the purest, it has blah, blah, blah.
It's put the drug companies in business and put the supplement companies
Let's talk about the medical news.
You'd like that. This is what I mean. Whenever I'm going down a street, Ken doesn't want to go down anymore. Okay.
No, but I mean,
take a left.
We're not going to help the public bashing the Lovaza because it's a great drug.
Well, I don't want to bash Lovaza. I just want people to know that the drug companies would be happy to put the supplement companies out of business so that they can do...
No, they don't, because we need everyone. I think that everyone, the American Heart Association agrees, everyone should take a gram of fish oil a day, but the drug companies are not saying to take Lovaza. Lovaza is only indicated for triglycerides greater than 500. That's it.
Really?
So there's room for everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Come on, there's an incredible vaccine that's available.
You want to talk about that first?
Yes, this is huge news.
Big news.
Malaria, huge worldwide problem. New England Journal of Medicine this morning announced that a vaccine, the first ever for malaria, halves the infection rate in young children. This is great hope. It's a preliminary report. I don't usually report on preliminaries, but this is a huge advance.
How is malaria a problem for people in our country?
Well, you travel, it's a parasite that's spread by a mosquito.
Yeah.
You travel anywhere in this world, you're at risk.
Really? So you'd only have this if you were traveling. You wouldn't have it if you were here.
Well, you don't get it in America, but, you go to Africa.
Yeah.
You go to Sahara.
It'd be handy to have over there.
I'm sorry?
It'd be handy to have over there.
Oh, my gosh. It would be life-saving.
Is Facebook changing our brains?
Amazing. Proceedings of the Royal Society of Bee, not making this up. The more friends you have, the more gray matter you have in your brain. But just take it easy with the Facebook.
Wait a minute. I got 1,400 friends on Facebook.
I got 2,000.
Let's measure that.
So, Richie, your brain's better than mine. Is that it?
We always
know
that.
More gray matter.
All right. More gray matter from Facebook. Thank you, Dr. Ken, on Good Day.
Have a good one.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why?
when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, we have 53 after the hour now, in case you didn't know that. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Time now for us to bless you with some important technological news. Sometimes I'm identifying with most of you who are listening right now. Many of you are as sophisticated as Richie is. Of the three of us, I'm guessing he's probably the best. Jennifer, you'd be a strong second. I would be a weak third.
Thank you.
So I'm in the studio here at the Cable Radio Network, CRN Digital in Los Angeles, and I have some screens that I'm using, and I decided I want to use my netbook. So, I mean, my iPad.
Your iPad.
And so we're trying to find a password.
We have Wi-Fi, but apparently even though I work there every day, I don't know what the password is.
Clever. But it's very secure, though. It's a good
very
thing.
Very secure.
Very secure.
Even
right,
I'm not cleared.
Do you get those sorts of things going on with you? That's the sort of thing that Alex Goldfein addresses, plus the news that's coming from the world of technology. Guess, Richie, what the American Academy of Pediatrics says about children and television.
Oh, no. Guess.
My wacky theory on this is something we've been talking about pretty much every day this week. I feel like I've been vindicated, but Alex Goldfein will further make me feel thusly in our info segment with Alex in just a second here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal, ask for them at your eye care professional.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is out with new recommendations about children and television watching. The recommendation is this. Kids under 2 years of age should watch no television at all. Zero. The quote from the group is this. Media, both foreground and background, have potentially negative effects and no known positive effects for children younger than 2 years. Close quote. A New York Times story about this had doctors saying things like media diet and secondhand TV. Seriously. One doctor said, when the TV is on, parents talk less, which means poor language development for kids. Now, I have young children at home, and my kids watched Sesame Street before they were 2 years old. At best, I observed some positive effects. Quiet time for the kids, learning about numbers and letters, learning about communications, care,
and animals. At worst, I saw no negative effects at all. Then again, I'm just a parent. What do I know? I'm Alex Goldfein.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found.
Cha-ching! Strike three, you're up!
Yeah, they didn't pitch the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
While the development of renewable energy is all the buzz around our country, traditional power sources will likely play a major role in electricity generation for a long time to come. Kate Brooks has more on how new versions of traditional energy are becoming cleaner, greener, and putting people to work.
While renewable energy shows promise, future power needs will still rely on traditional sources. Many utilities are now looking to upgrade their older, less efficient systems, which is where Siemens' Barry Nichols says its new natural gas turbine fits right in.
The new gas turbine is the right machine at the right time. Renewable energy is great. The only difficulty is it doesn't operate all the time. So you need good, reliable generation that can follow the ons and offs, in particular of renewable generation.
Nichols says Siemens will soon open a new plant in North Carolina to build the turbines, which will create thousands of direct and indirect jobs in the U.S.
The H-class turbines of Siemens are the largest and most efficient in the industry. It'll provide enough energy to power about 250,000 homes. It'll be much cleaner than the equipment that it replaced, and certainly one of the cleanest power generation sources in the country.
That's a news break from Siemens.
All right, I'm interested here in the fact that online casinos are raking in a lot of money. There has not yet been a single payout. Did you know that?
No, really?
Online casinos.
Huh?
This is. Didn't we get into trouble? Well, it went in trouble. We were thinking about putting some ads on for online casinos, and we couldn't do that, right?
The government came down on that, basically saying that we weren't allowed to advertise gambling.
Why?
Hmm.
Well, I know that's... But why? Because
it's
the government.
Not legal in all the states, right?
Yeah. Whatever. So, online casinos, billions of dollars.
Apparently because they think they're ripping people off, and
apparently
it might
they
be
are.
True. Right?
That sounds like there may be something
Ta-da.
To that, after all. Ta-da! 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Iodine.